So we're gathered here for the Shloshim of Yitzchok, and I'd like to say a few things about Yitzchok and then some general Dibrei Chizuk. From a young age, Yitzchok showed some spiritual leanings, if you can call it that. He arranged when he was still in primary school, he very much wanted to have a Tillim group on Shabbos in the house, and he arranged local boys to come say Tillim whilst their energy lasted, which didn't last very long, but he carried it on. He undertook to say Tehillim a little bit every single night before he went to bed. And it took him a good while, some years, and he made a siyum on Sefer Tehillim whilst he was still in primary school. And when he was bar mitzvah, from the first time he put Tehillim on, he told me that he would try not to talk with Tehillim on, and I don't believe he ever did. Bechlal, he never ever spoke during davening, ever. He was a very, very deeply sensitive boy, very sensitive to other people, that is. There was two boys in the class, they were the ones who everybody chaplained. There were two boys everybody chaplained, a bit different. And one of them came over and said, and both of them, I think, said that Yitzchok was the only boy who never chaplained me. He was the only one who never, ever said a teasing word. He loved his siblings very much. He had a very, very special touch with younger ones, and he was the leader of all his brothers and sisters. He always felt the need to be doing something, whatever, something positive. He didn't like hanging around, what he called wasting time. Whatever it was, he felt he needed to be active and doing something. His tefillah was a very beautiful thing. He was always precisely early for every tefillah, and he certainly fulfilled the statement of Chazal, "Kolakaveh amokim mitzvilosoi elekei Avraham be'ezra." It's a very special zechus. He never davened anywhere else. He always davened in the one place that he was with. It was either in the shtibel, or when he was in Shari Torah, it was always in the one place. He never went to other shuls or other minyonim. Proper kever makim l'tfilos. Someone described his tefillah as tamidim kesidron. He was always present, always davened properly. There was no messing around. He was always precisely early for his sedorim. Whenever Seder started, he was early, and he had his own sedorim in that time. Someone in the yeshiva said that the boys knew what time of day it was by the time when Yitzchok arrived. Oh, Yitzchok's arrived. It's a certain time of day now. His Torah accomplishments were impressive, and we have spoken of those, but most of all, possibly his greatest achievement was what the Vilna Gaon says, that he did Chazorah so much. The Vilna Gaon says that shows true Ahavas Torah. The Yetzirah doesn't mind people learning, but he minds people doing Chazorah, because that's where their greatest achievement is. Most people outside of the family remember Yitzchok as either davening or learning. He was very sweet, he had a very sweet and genuine warm smile, and we can say about him that he was Motzachein Be'en Elikim Ve'adam. We feel it's true to say about Yitzchok that he had a Chaim Aruchim. Reb Leib Gurwitz, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, says Chaim Aruchim doesn't mean a person lives till 95 or 120. He says that a story of an old Beis HaKvaros that was found in some place where they had on the Matzeh, there's a certain section where Matzeh is very unusual numbers on 27 years and 34 days and so on and so forth. And they dug into it and they found that there was a certain group of people who made a Kabbalah to write down every day that they'd used the day fully. And that went on to Matzeh, but in his life he had used these number of days fully. So Reb Leib Gurwitz says, when we daven for Chaim Aruchim on Erev Rosh Chodesh benching, how long is Chaim Aruchim of 30 days? So Reb Leib Gurwitz says Chaim Aruchim means to use the time properly, and therefore a month could have 2 days, because the person only used 2 days fully out of a month. And therefore he says Chaim Aruchim means to live an accomplished life, a busy life with full of achievements, and in that respect we feel Yitzchok did have a Chaim Aruchim, a busy, active, full of achievements and accomplishments. Chazal say about Yaakov, or Tzadik in general, Pono Ziva, Hoido, and Hadoro, and Yitzchok brought all of these things to wherever he was. He brought a ziv, a shine, a smile. He brought a hoid, a splendor, where he showed the glory of a person who is kovea mokum, who behaves right. And it was a very beautiful thing to behold. And it's a source of pride that Yitzchok will be missed in all the right places by all the very best people. We've often felt the hand of Hashem guiding us. We know that Yitzchok was aligned with the suffering of Klal Yisrael, because the very beginning of the parasha began more or less at the beginning of the Bein HaMetzorim, and we stood up from Shiva just before Tisha B'Av. That's the tekuf of Bein HaMetzorim, and that is the, we hope, is the kapora for the whole of Klal Yisrael. The beginning was his material was in Parshas Matis Masi, which was his Masechta, the Masechta of Matis, Masechta of Golos. Somebody pointed out that when we sat Shiva in Parshas Devarim, Devarim is Rashi Teves, backwards, Yitzchok Mordechai ben Rafael David.
Wow.
And the Shloshim ends now in Parshas Re'eh, which has in it the following pasuk, and I'll say the Ramban on the pasuk: Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, you are sons to Hashem. Lois is going to do. Don't damage yourselves. Your bodies don't do damage to your bodies. Lomais when a person dies, ki am kodesh hato. So the Eben Ezra, you can look up yourselves. It's a very beautiful Eben Ezra. But the Ramban says, what does it mean ki am kodesh hato? So Ramban says kodesh means bound up with Hashem. It means eternal. As Hashem is eternal, then those who are bound up to Hashem are eternal. And the Ramban says lafi daiti, this means Havtocha b'kiyum ha'nefoshes lefonav yisparach. This is the Hashem's promise that the nefoshes, the neshamas, are bound up with Hashem forever. Achrei sha'ato am kodesh, because you are a holy nation, you are one with Him. Usagulas Hashem, because you are so close, you are so bound up with Hashem. Therefore, no neshama ever is lost. Afilu yomus b'noyar, even a young person, a person who dies in their youth. Therefore, they're bound up with Hashem. There's nothing lost, and that is the. That is the Torah's comfort to people, and the Ramban says lo yes rabechi, crying and weeping, being emotional and feeling sadness is not forbidden. Ki ateva yisra lifka, is because it is natural when there is a separation of any sort that people should cry. Even if people are alive, when people move from one place to another, there's a certain sadness, and they used to have the moshel in the olden days. When the boy went off to another country, you never knew whether you'd see them again. For 10, 20 years, you might never see them again. Or Lahavdil, in recent history, people were from behind the Iron Curtain. They never saw their, for 70 years, they never saw their family again. So the separation, the sadness we feel is a sadness of separation, which is a natural instinct. It's natural to feel that. But the word is not loss. It's not we've lost something, we lost a son. It's like you lose a pound coin or you lose something and it's gone. It's not gone, it's separated. And that is the Torah's promise, ki am kodesh ato, that the neshama and the kesher with that neshama is eternal. And that is no, and the gedder of the sadness is a sadness of separation. Rabbeinu Yona says that even when a person passes away young, there is no loss of schar for that person having died young, because he gives a marshal of a worker who's employed by the king to do whatever, and in the middle of the day the king says, come sit with me. So the worker says, you're paying me to do work, and if I don't do work, you won't pay. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that Hashem says, you come with me, I'll pay you a full day's wages, because had you carried on the way you are, you'd have achieved X, you could have learned so much, you could have had a family, you could have done all these things. You have your schar ki'ilu, it all happened. And I would extend that to the family who are makabalit, that they get the schar as if also those things happened, as if they would have had what could have come about. And therefore, I'd like to end off with a sweet vort that a good friend said to me, and he said, Atzas Hashem Hisokum. Atzas Hashem Hisokum means, it means, Atzas Hashem Hi, what does Hashem advise people to do? Tokum, to stand up. Tokum means Hashem's advice is to go forward. That of course there's sadness, but one not to turn it into the choshe, how dark and difficult the world is, and misery, and that's not the attitude of the Torah. The Torah's attitude is sadness is okay, separation is fine, but tokum, to focus on moving forward, to focus on building. Tokum means to rise up as well, not just to stand up, but to rise up, to use the inspiration of Yitzhak's ways, and to use the inspiration we got from having had such certain elevated feelings at those times, and to try and recapture those, and to build on those. And tokum also is a little bit al tikri tokum el tokim, to set things up positive for the future, to make things that will build an ilo neshama for him. And it is our hope and our tefillah that we will give Yitzchak an appropriate ilo neshama, and that he will be an ongoing melitz yosher for us, that Hashem will heal us and the whole family, and that we should join together in simchas, and more importantly with the simcha of the Gula Shleima b'mher b'yameinu.